Evening, September 14. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Psalm 32:5. David's grief for sin was bitter. Its effects were visible upon his outward frame, his bones waxed old, his moisture was turned into the drought of summer. No remedy could he find until he made a full confession before the throne of heavenly grace. He tells us that for a time he kept silence, and his heart became more and more filled with grief. Like a mountain tarn whose outlet is blocked up, his soul was swollen with torrents of sorrow. He fashioned excuses. He endeavored to divert his thoughts, but it was all to no purpose. Like a festering sore, his anguish gathered, and as he would not use the lancet of confession, his spirit was full of torment and knew no rest. At last it came to this, that he must return unto God in humble penitence, or die outright. So he hastened to the mercy seat, and there unrolled the volume of his iniquities before the all-seeing one, acknowledging all the evil of his ways in language such as you read in the 51st and other penitential psalms. Having done this, a work so simple and yet so difficult to pride, he received at once the token of divine forgiveness. The bones which had been broken were made to rejoice, and he came forth from his closet to sing the blessedness of the man whose transgression is forgiven. See the value of a grace-wrought confession of sin. It is to be prized above all price, for in every case where there is a genuine gracious confession, mercy is freely given, not because the repentance and confession deserve mercy, but for Christ's sake. Blessed be God, there is always healing for the broken heart. The fountain is ever flowing to cleanse us from our sins. Truly, O Lord, thou art a God ready to pardon. Therefore will we acknowledge our iniquities.